Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's gospel says about the fishing. And Jesus say, put into deep water. Jesus was sitting on the boat of Saint Peter. So practically there were two boats. We have a question why Jesus was sitting purposefully on the boat of Saint Peter. Peter was an expert of fisherman. We know, many of you know how to fish. The time, the place. Saint Peter was an expert on this matter, while Jesus was only a mere carpenter. The first question, Peter says, Master, we have worked hard all the nights long, caught nothing. This is a question me and you. We say we prayed for a long, long years, nothing changed. We were faithful to the Lord. We were Christians, Catholics. I was coming to the church for many years, but nothing changed. Or in my life, family life, personal life, this is a question to each and every one of us. We tried all the night. The night in the Bible is absence of the love of God. Especially, particularly in St. John's Gospel, wherever it is mentioned the night, that means the absence of the love of God. As an expert, Peter and all people, they tried their best. But afterwards, there is a question still. We don't have anything. The illness or our own nature, our own family problems, faith, this still stands. And Jesus said, no, the only one thing you need, put into deep water, duk in altum. Or better to say, put another place, which I show to you. I will guide you. I will show to you where you have to put your nets. Don't be despair. There is a way in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Better to say, he invites us to make a change. If it was not functioning last week, next week what we have to do is have a little change. If that was not working, the left side, put it into the right side. Don't think that the life is finished. Don't think that there is no fish. Don't think that I am incapable. Everything is possible, but we need to have a change. Attitudinal change, behavioral change, emotional change, spiritual change, we need to have a little change. We try to place a little difference. The same boat, the same people, but if it is left side, the right side. If it is in the peripheral, little more deeper. That will work. So the gospel is the hope against hope. Sometimes we hope, if it does not work, hope against the hope. The Bible says today, trust in God Jesus. If He has created us, there is a way in our life. Secondly, the gospel says about the abundance miracle, the miracle of abundance. The Bible, it is being said, the manna to Israel in the wilderness. The widows, never empty meal jar. 1 Kings. So also 5,000 people with the fish and the loaves. The wedding at Cana. All these miracles are in front of us. So the gospel says there is a miracle of abundance in our life. Peter hasn't looked very deeper the water, so he couldn't see. He said, nothing is there. There is something underneath. There is something in our family. Your partner is the best resource. Your children are the best resource. You are the best resource if you trust in God. And we are called the fishers of man. We have a commission to fulfill. The gospel ends by saying, they left everything and followed him. They left everything and followed him. Even in this Eucharist, the miracles are on our ways. The miracles are hidden in our family life, in our personal life, in our own life. So do not lose our strength. Do not lose our power and the capacity. Just ask the Lord, Lord, where should I place my net? He will show you. He will guide you. This is the time of the synodality. Just I want to also bring one or two words. I have placed a suggestion box. It is at the front of the church. In my right side, there's a small box. It is written suggestion box. If you want to write anything, there is a possibility. I mean, with regard to the celebration or whatever we need to have a change, just to write it in the suggestion box and place it there. So also at the front of the church where the machine of the sanitary machine is placed, there is the prayer box. I know people have been placing last week and this week. There were 4 or 5 prayers, prayer requests. If you don't mind to place there your prayer request, we will pray for you during the weekdays. If you want to write your name, that's fine. Otherwise, you are free. But anyway, your intentions will be prayed. Take the news bulletin, read it, because whatever we need to communicate you are there. Small changes that will help you and us. So also the readers and the volunteers list are being placed at the table at the front of the church. You just go and verify your names. If you don't mind, to place your telephone number so that we can contact. Because from next week onwards, we have to place the rota for everything, the volunteers list. Don't think that I am incapable. Don't think that I am not fit to read. I am not a fit person to be included. You all are better than us. You all have the capacity more than us. You all make the futures of man. A little change make us. Let's pray to the Lord. Lord, help us to make a little change in my life, family, personal life, and that will bring abundance of fishes, miracles of abundance, the hope against hope. Amen.